The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to all of you about the importance of self-acknowledgement. But before I get into that, I do want to express my gratitude towards all of you again for making it to the 6th episode. It's been 6 episodes. But it really does mean a lot to me, and I really hope that you guys enjoy today's episode. So, before I jump into, you know the deal, the importance of self-acknowledgement, acknowledging yourself, I am going to take the time to tell you what is self-acknowledgement, what self-acknowledgement is really. But to me, self-acknowledgement is taking a look at your actions, being accountable, and accepting of them, taking a hold of your actions, owning them, owning up to them. Another way to say it. But before recording this episode, I went ahead and did some research, and I read an article from Forbes that explained what acknowledgement really is. And I quote from them, "It is shining light on your own strengths and positive attributes." Sounds a lot like self-love, right? But what exactly does this mean? I mean, it's pretty vague. It means looking at the good sides of yourself and accepting them as part of who you are, embracing and showing them and showing yourself that you have it. I got that, you know? But unfortunately, it's just not discussed enough. So why does it need to be discussed? Well, like I said, not discussed enough. People don't tend to think that, hey, I gotta acknowledge myself for what I did today. I did that. No one ever says that to themselves. Let's be honest here. We tend to just brush over our own achievements and think of it as another day, when really it's not another day. If you did something and you feel good about it, you should own up to that good experience and make yourself feel good about it. That's the entire idea of self-acknowledgement. But also, people tend to prioritize acknowledging other people rather than acknowledging ourselves. We tend to just be like, whoa. We'd rather acknowledge other people than acknowledge ourselves because we have this overwhelming, hovering idea that we have to be humble about our achievements. And let me tell you, I said this in the last episode, but you do not have to humble yourself down when you did something amazing. You should embrace that you did something amazing. There's a difference between self-acknowledgement and narcissism, and I think that the line is very thick between them. So, please do not be afraid to acknowledge yourself. It's important that you do, but I'm going to explain more on why. But before I do that, I want to give another reason why we tend to stray away from the whole self-acknowledgement idea. It's because of the overwhelming fact that we are naturally repulsive of most things to do with ourselves. It comes so natural to us, the idea of not liking how we did something or what we've done, even though in the eyes of other people, it's great or amazing even. We just have this thing that we grow up with where we're not important in our lives. We're not the main character. Other people are. And that is not what self-love is, to be honest with you. We do not believe We believe that we don't have to do this, that it's not something that'll benefit us. Self-acknowledgement, I mean. We feel like it's just so insignificant, even though it's us. This acknowledgement, this feeling, it's ours. Yet we feel like we can just throw it away. We downplay these achievements, these feelings that we get of, you know, happiness, thinking that we can do better without praising ourselves, without giving ourselves credit, we can do better. But the truth is, we do benefit from acknowledging ourselves. We benefit a lot, actually, a lot more than we benefit from criticizing ourselves, downing ourselves, and brushing past our achievements. There's just so much more to acknowledging the great, amazing things you've done. I do want to stress that self-appreciation and self-acknowledgement do go hand in hand. It is important for many similar reasons. One being, it calls for self-confidence. Just like how you appreciate yourself for something that you've done, by acknowledging that you did that and complimenting yourself, appreciation, you tend to gain a sense of self-confidence. In your mind, you're thinking, oh yeah, I really did that. That's what I did. That's my work. And I think I did a great job. And by looking at yourself and looking at your work and thinking these positive things about it, you tend to go towards the next task, thinking to yourself, oh yeah, because I did this, I already have experience, it went well, I can apply the same concept or similar concept to this separate project or issue or whatever it is you're dealing with. We tend to think that because we already done so well, we can do it again. And that's totally true. If you've done something well, there's definitely a chance that you can do it well again. And by acknowledging yourselves, you are acknowledging the fact that you are capable. And this capability that you've now given yourself serves as motivation and confidence to go ahead and go headfirst into the next thing in life. Another thing is, it opens your eyes to try new things and it helps build on the skills that you already have. So by acknowledging yourself and saying, I'm going to keep saying it like this, but I did this, I did that, I did it. By saying that to yourself, you are more open to the idea that you can do well in other things that do not relate to what you've already done. Basically, like, I don't know if this is a great example, but if I can learn to do this specific thing, then I can expect myself to be able to do this other thing, is the way to think about it. But also, because you acknowledge yourselves, you think that, oh, I did that, I reached that limit. Let's make a new one. Let's make a new goal out of the goal that we just reached. And that way you're building more skill, getting more comfortable, and by doing that, gaining more confidence. Another possible gain that you might get from acknowledging yourself is appreciating yourself. Because you're like, oh yeah, I did that. That's what I did. I reached my goal. You tend to appreciate more of yourself and think that I'm really grateful that I am like this, that I have this set of skills and talents because it has enabled me to reach my goal. So by doing that, you are able to appreciate yourself and to appreciate all the experience you've had up until then that helped build and create the person that you are in that specific moment in time. Also, by self-acknowledging yourself and appreciating yourself, you tend to see more possible outcomes, and you don't see a limit to yourself anymore. You tend to see yourself more as limitless, I guess you could say. always ready for growth and always ready for the next task. And that's the whole idea of self-love, is you want to be able to be comfortable, or I guess maybe not comfortable is not the right word, but I guess ready to go more, go above and beyond and branch out into different things, and not being afraid or not being too timid to face that. You are more willing and open. And I think that's a really key thing to growth. And I think that by doing that, you're cultivating yourself, you're taking care of yourself, and you're showing yourself the love it needs to grow. But there's so much more. It calls for more resilience. By achieving your goals and appreciating yourselves and acknowledging that you've reached that goal that you wanted to reach, you are by then giving up on the idea of giving up, if that makes sense. You tend to have more faith and hope for yourself, and thinking that in the next task, hard or easy, you will not give up. You will not give up because you know what you're capable of. And that's what's so great. And like I said, I mentioned it a lot, but it calls for more motivation and more determination to do so much better. You surpass and overcome your limitations, and you set another bar for yourself. And it could be a better one, or it could be a learning area where if it doesn't work, you know what's better for you. It's a win-win situation after you begin to start this process of acknowledging yourself. But I'd say that the best part of doing all of this is you become used to and you normalize the idea of praising yourself. And I think that's great, because that is what self-love is normalizing the idea of caring for yourself and putting yourself first. It's nice to put other people first, but sometimes you gotta put yourself first. And that's the truth. So after hearing this, you might be like, I say that a lot, thinking, how am I going to practice this whole self-acknowledgement thing? And let me tell you, it's very similar to the steps that I gave you in self-appreciation. So one of the things you can do is reflect. Reflection is a very key idea in self-love, because that's how you grow, by reflection. So you should think about the times that you did something great, and you should appreciate that entire reflection, that entire memory of you doing something great. You should appreciate yourself for being able to do that, to praise yourself and talk to yourself in a positive way. If you notice that you're talking down on yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, no, no, no. You are so much better. You are amazing, and you are capable of so much more, rather than saying, you are not it. What you did there was not great. Don't think that you could do better than that. Don't say that to yourself. Say that you can. You are capable. You are able. You are an amazing human being with a unique set of skills and talents that will definitely come into play in your next task. But also, another thing you could do is keeping track of your little accomplishments. You might think that it has to be a big accomplishment. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Little accomplishments that you make throughout your day, like getting your set of daily tasks done, by just remembering them and patting yourself on the back that you were able to do all of that in that day, that is enough. That is good. That's the perfect way. Because you're doing it daily, and you'll feel good about yourself because you did that. So yeah, don't be scared of the feeling, because it is natural. So to wrap up this podcast, we're going to do a moment of gratefulness like we always do. So I want you to think about one or two things that you are grateful for more. Don't be limited to one or two, but what are you grateful for today? Me? I'm grateful for my resilience. Let's show some self-appreciation here. My resilience. I had an exam this week. I've already taken it, but I didn't give up on studying. There was a lot of things to study in that exam. I was a little bit scared that I wasn't going to remember every little thing, but I didn't give up. I made a set of note cards, physical index note cards, studying stuff, and I've been using it. I use it every day up until the exam, and even on exam day, and I think I did well. I'm not going to get my exam score until a few days from now, but I feel like I did great, and I'm glad that I didn't give up, because sometimes it's so easy to give up, but you gotta keep pushing through. You gotta. So that's what I'm grateful for today. So remember, we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful. You are enough, and you are valued and unique. In the next episode, we're gonna be talking about learning self-acceptance. All right. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.